Okay, so we're here today having a little chat about MJ's hospital stay. I am the director of a nonprofit, a fully registered 501c3 by the name of Helping Hands for Dignity Coalition. And my name is Regan Benson, and I'm the executive director of this nonprofit that has been working with the homeless for the better part of this year in Denver, Colorado, and surrounding areas of the metro area, to include Arapahoe County, the city of Inglewood, because the government has a habit of really sweeping homelessness under the rug by very cruel and inhumane methods. And this past week, the city of Denver, obliterated the home of MJ while she was in the hospital. And we would like to share the story about what that was like for MJ in the hospital. MJ?
It was really hard because they were taking my home, everything I had, and I could do nothing about it but stay here.
It's been a long road this past week, and today's Sunday. This happened this past Tuesday. You were living in an RV in a camp that was pretty well established along the Platte River. The camp obviously had its issues.
Yes.
And there needed to be some change within the camp because the trash was bad. But come to find out, the city lied about what they were doing.
Yes, they did. They said that everybody in the tents would be fine. So Marcos, my boyfriend, proceeded to make sure a tent was set up and was putting things in it. And they decided to come along and lie about that and take everybody's things, even when they were in the tents, and said it was a fire hazard.
So he was actually trying to protect your property, even though you had an RV, you knew it was immobile and that it was going to be likely impossible to move it, but still, they weren't entitled to take off all of your belongings. And luckily, you were actually one of the fortunate ones where your items were able to be stored because your friend Lee went into the camp and helped save those items, right?
Yeah, he did, because Marcos literally had a breakdown. He has PTSD from the war, and he froze and didn't know what to do. So my friend Lee went in, and he salvaged what he could of mine and made sure it was taken. Actually worked with one of the gentlemen that was taking things to the storage place and was able to save it. If I'm lucky this time, they'll not lose it like Denver and Sheridan did the last round, when Officer Chavez decided that he was going to take all of my things the last round, and they actually threw them away. And we went to mediation over this, and Officer Chavez did face charges for that, because they did lie upon that as well, just like they're lying about everything that they've done this round.
So this is just this kind of a regular habit of city officials. And when MJ speaks about Officer Jeremy Chavez, he's a community resource officer from District 4 of the Denver Police Department. And at a prior location that MJ and her boyfriend were staying at, CDOT, which is the Colorado Department of Transportation, partnered with the Denver Police Department to have all of their belongings removed by tractor and taken to the dump. And this happened back in March of this year, 2020. It's currently September, and this is happening again. This is the second time in essentially six short months that city officials have decided that the homeless are not entitled to their survival gear. It's right before winter. This happened last time, the day before a snowstorm, right, MJ?
Yeah, and I wound up having my third heart attack.
And here you are in the hospital. How long have you have you been in here now?
Since the 1st of September.
Today is
the 20th.
Today's the 20th. And your expected release date isn't until after October.
Yeah, around October 5th.
So, in the meantime, your friends are scrambling out on the streets. You're here, where, of course, you belong and need to be for health reasons. And the government has taken your home, which was your motorhome, and they have impounded it. And luckily, we were able to have Lee save your tent and your belongings for when you're released from the hospital.
Well, the tent was actually left for Marcos, but he did not get back there in time, and they had gathered it up and tossed it.
So we have on the record this week, too, another video on my YouTube channel of taking another individual down to claim his items that were supposedly stored. The city of Denver had settled a lawsuit last year that requires them to store the property of the homeless and, of course, give them notice to what they were to what they're doing. And Denver is not doing that. I think Denver's going to find themselves in a little bit of trouble again over what they've done to these folks. And I think we're going to continue to make small podcasts to talk about this for more awareness and understanding about the lack of compassion and understanding not only government has for the homeless, but society in general. It's kind of a disturbing pattern, you know, right, MJ? I mean,
it's very disturbing because we're all scrambling and not knowing what to do, and I don't even know where to go when I get out of here.
Because the hospital case manager hasn't secured any type of housing for the ongoing recovery of your recovery, right?
Right, and I don't even know if they are going to let me be able to pull my trailer out of the impound. We talked to the main person that was on the site first, the main officer.
You and I did that through
the messenger and video
chat,
and they said that they would hold my camper and waive all the fees once I got out, as long as I could prove that I had the paperwork that I've been in the hospital the whole time. So we'll see how that works, because I don't know if they're going to even be able to do that, or if my camper's even salvageable.
Right.
Through them.
We don't even know what's left in there.
I don't even know where it's at.
Yeah. So I think we're going to continue to do these small podcasts for more awareness. So till next time, MJ?
Definitely.
All right.
Thanks for listening.